sending a lot of our veterinary students to the likes of Poland and Hungary to train because we don't offer positions here and have enough course spaces here. So I was very much and have been pushing in his previous role, Simon Harris in higher education, along with Charlie McGonagall in the Department of Agriculture, to ensure that the veterinary school being offered to students and families were going to Letterkenny and Mount Bellew to the ATU branch, making sure we're keeping spaces in the west of Ireland. We're ensuring that we're developing large farm veterinary, that skill set that we so desperately need. So I welcome now on Taoiseach Simon Harris's commitment to the establishment of the veterinary college during his Ardèche speech in Galway. I've spoken to him several times about this and will continue to push and lobby for this because we need an answer now and not to continue into the next academic year. The likes of ATU need to get organised, need to get people in position, and those listening, particularly our young students that are wanting to study veterinary medicine, now need that choice closer to home.
So, look, yeah, we know it was unintentional, maybe, these barriers that are kind of in place in a way that students were having to go abroad to study, and even ones from around the West and Northwest, how they would have to, maybe even if they were lucky enough to get one in Ireland, they would still be dragged across the country to a degree. So, you know, this is definitely a huge aid to the West and Northwest, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, choice is a powerful thing. But the issue, to your point, we haven't had the choice. Students haven't had that choice of... they had to go to the East Coast where it's more challenging for accommodation, for living standards in the sense of the cost of it. But taking aside from all of that, you should be able to, and those listening should be able to fill out their CAO form and know that they can study closer to home. They can get that smaller classroom size. We have the campuses and the skill set in the west of Ireland. So why aren't we dotting the I's and crossing the T's, allowing students to make that choice?